creation came out of the Veda. The creation of the species is like everyone sleeps in the night and then wakes up as one slept. In the time of dissolution, all life dissolves. In the time of creation, everything that had dissolved reappears. And there is the spontaneity of creation. The creation comes out spontaneously, the way everyone went to dissolution, one wakes up from there. And that is by virtue of chit, consciousness. Everything dissolves into consciousness, all the expressions and all remain in consciousness, in the unmanifest form. And when the time for creation, they pop up as they slept, so they wake up. So there is no need for a creator. The nature of the Absolute, it absorbs everything within itself, and as everything is absorbed, everything comes out. So the cycle of dissolution and creation and dissolution and creation and dissolution and creation, all by specific laws. And these laws are eternal, non-changing. And it is these laws which bring out sound values, sound fluctuations. From sound comes form. So in the sequence of how from the unmanifest, the manifest creation comes along, in the sequence of the process of creation, the fluctuation of the Absolute, first within itself in the unmanifest area, and then manifesting into the form. Just like the cognition expressing the fluctuation of the Absolute, simultaneously appearing in sound, the speech. And speech, once it is expressed, the diversity of speech, so many letters and all that, the whole diversity. So the whole creation is said to be the speech of the Absolute. Unmanifest Absolute expresses itself from within its own nature, which is chit. Sat chit ananda. Chit consciousness, which is the main factor. Sat is continuum, it's eternity, non-changing value. Ananda is bliss. Being bliss, it could fluctuate in waves. Being chit, it could contain within itself all the impressions of the past and then bring them out. This is how they take it in a It's a sort of traditional way. Two things are most important in the context of the Veda, that it is eternal and that it is not made by anyone. It gets into the unmanifest and then it manifests and then unmanifest and many cycles of the expression of pure knowledge and creation from pure knowledge.
अत्र शूरा महेश्वासा भीमार्जुन समायुधि युयुधानो विराटस्य द्रुपदश्च महारथः। ऋष्टकेतुश्चैकितानः काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् उरुजित् कुन्तिभोजश्च शैल्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः। युधामन्युश्च विक्रान्त उत्तमौजाश्च वीर्यवान् सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्व एव महारथाः। अस्माकं तु विशिष्टाये तान् निबोधद्युजोत्तम नायका मम सैन्यस्य संज्ञार्थं तान् ब्रवीमि ते। भवान् भीष्मश्च कर्णश्च कृपश्च समितिञ्जयः अश्वत्थामादिकर्णश्च सौमदत्तस्तथैव च। अन्ये च बहवः शूराः मदर्थे त्यक्त जीविताः नानाशस्त्रप्रहरणाः सर्वे युद्धविशारदाः। पर्याप्तं तदस्माकं बलं भीष्माभिरक्षितं पर्याप्तं द्विदं येषां बलं भीमाभिरक्षितम्।
अथर्वेदे विष्णुसूक्तम्
अन्येषु च सर्वेषु यथा भागम् अवस्थिताः भीष्मम् एवाविरक्षन्तु भवन्तः सर्व एव हि। तस्जनयनर्षम गुरुवृद्धस्थितामह सिंहनादं विनोद्योषैः शङ्खं दद्मौ प्रतापवान्।
अथ वैदिकराष्ट्रगीतम्
ततः शङ्खाश्च भैर्यश्च पडमानः गोमुखाः सहसा एव अभ्यहन्यन्त सशब्दस्तुमुलो भवत्।
samidyuvasegrishannagne vishvanyarya. Ilaspade samidhyase sano vasunya.
ततश्वेतैहयैर्युक्ते महति स्यन्दिने स्थितौ माधवः पाण्डवश्चैव दिव्यौ शङ्खौ प्रदध्नुतु. देवदत्तं धनञ्जय पौण्ड्रं दद्मौ महाशङ्खं भीमकर्मा वृकोदरः. अनन्तविजयं राजा कुन्तीपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः नकुलस्तदेवोषमणिपुष्पकौ.
Thank you.
पाश्यश्च परमेश्वासः शिखण्डी च महारथः दृष्टद्युम्नो विराटश्च सात्यकिश्च पराजितः।